Welcome once again to History Today. I'm afraid that tonight the axe is hanging over our programme. We have been warned that unless we properly explore tonight's topic of discussion, the Industrial Revolution, my and Professor F.J. Lewis's tenure on the television will be terminated forthwith. So, Professor Lewis, what do you feel were the primary problems faced by urban society during the period 1702 to 56?
Well, the Industrial Revolution caused a shift to urban conurbations by what had been largely agrarian population and communities and so forth. This led to very poor living conditions, and in his journal, Samuel Pepys gives a particularly harrowing account of one man whom he describes thus. He had scurvy and rickets and was covered from head to foot in festering sores. All in all, he was quite the most ghastly apparition of a man I had ever seen.
I see. And who exactly was this poor unfortunate?
That's you. That's the nicest thing he could find to say about it.
I see. See that M. Khan?
I have certainly heard of the fellow.
He's your best mate here. He's like your special friend. You are him. Professor F.J. M. Khan. He's bent.
Oh, aha. See a piece of old crust with, like, blue mould all over it.
Oh, that's got a bit wet in the corner.
Yes, yes, that's right. And very stale and hard.
Has it been on the floor?
Yes, it has been on the floor. And it smells very bad because it's off.
Yes.
That's your dinner, that is. That's what you have at Christmas. That's your special birthday meal.
You know that song? That's your favourite, that is. That's your favourite number one song of all time. Oh, you've had a haircut. Haircut. Haircut.
See that Theo Kojak? That's you, that is.
See that bit of flob?
Yes.
That's you, that is.
No, that's your swimming pool. In your garden. Oh, look, there's your mum.
Well, I think no one can be in any doubt that we have had tonight a most rich and enlightening debate. Professor Lewis, thank you very much.
Thank you.